Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Jeffrey Moss, and thank you for joining me with this interview. Today, I'm interviewing Dr. Nick Hedberg, and you may know of Dr. Hedberg. He certainly is an icon in the functional medicine community, and he's been practicing for many years, practicing functional medicine in North Carolina. And I've known Nick personally for many years also, both as a colleague and a good friend. And quite frankly, in a world of that seems to embrace complexity and newer the better for the sake of newer the better, and sometimes when we focus on complexity and newer the better, we sometimes lose focus of what the real goal is, and of course is assisting patients in a practical, cost-effective, and time-effective manner that really emphasizes not only research, but good common sense. And when I think of common sense in functional medicine, I think the first name that comes to my mind is Dr. Nick Hedberg. So, Nick, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Before we get going with the subject matter and we're going to be talking about today, is actually one of our newer products. It's a product that's been around for a while, Monolaurin, but it's just new to our product line, the Moss Nutrition Professional line. The name we've given it is Lauric Select, and Dr. Hedberg has really been using this substance in his practice for many years, and we're going to be talking about it, how he's using his practice, and how he's created success and better efficacy with his patients. But first of all, a little bit more about Dr. Hedberg. As I mentioned, he has been in practice, in the practice of functional medicine for many years, a real icon in the functional medicine community. A couple things I wanted to talk to you about, tell you about, rather, in terms of the things that Dr. Hedberg is doing, in addition to his practice. Number one, his latest book is A Complete Thyroid Health and Diet Guide, and you can find that on Amazon.com. I haven't seen this book, but boy, I saw Dr. Hedberg's first book on thyroid, and truly impressive. As we all know, there's a lot of information and sometimes misinformation on thyroid problems, what to do about it, and particularly from a functional medicine point of view, and I found the book a real, just a breath of fresh air. So do check that out. He also teaches a course, and it's an online course on functional medicine. It's a course on infections and autoimmune disease, and you can go to infectionconnection.net. That's infectionconnection.net to learn about this excellent course. And just like his book, I think a breath of fresh air. Brings something that's not too common in functional medicine, common sense along with good science. So do check that out if you're looking for a good course on functional medicine, particularly emphasizing infections and autoimmune disease. All right, Nick, so why don't we get started here? I thought, first of all, I've been talking about your years in functional medicine, but maybe just to begin, I'd like to get a little bit more of the specifics. Could you tell me, just tell everybody a little bit about your background in functional medicine?
So I started practicing functional medicine as soon as I graduated from chiropractic school. I immediately after graduation, I started a 3-year postdoctoral program to become a board certified chiropractic internist, and I started that right out of college, and began implementing that right away. That was just my greatest interest at the time, was not just the musculoskeletal aspects of chiropractic, but really just getting into functional medicine. And part of that was being a bodybuilder, studying exercise science in my undergrad, and just really being fascinated with the human body, how it worked, the hormones, digestive system, blood sugar, et cetera, et cetera. So I started it from the beginning and been doing it now for about 11 years. And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Great. So you've been in practice, but at some point you decided to focus on autoimmune disease, autoimmune conditions. What led you to that area of practice?
Well, there's always been an extreme interest in the immune system. that was always my favorite part of all of my education. The immune system was really the most fascinating aspect of the human body that I ever studied. And then also how it responded to infections, how it dealt with infections. And then, of course, the whole cascade of attacking self tissue. The other thing was the prevalence. I was just seeing a lot of it in practice. And there's an obvious significant increase in autoimmune disease. However, conventional medicine has a pretty limited treatment model for autoimmune disease. So there's just a lot of people out there with autoimmune diseases, and taking prednisone for long periods of time and some of the other drugs that are extremely hard on the body, like the methotrexates and things like that, you can really help these people who aren't getting answers from conventional medicine. And then just kind of tying in with the thyroid, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, it's the most common autoimmune disease in the world. And thyroid hormone is the number one most prescribed drug in America. So you just, no matter what kind of practice you have, you just see a lot of it, a lot of thyroid, and then obviously a lot of autoimmune disease.
No question. But of course, with autoimmune disease, as we have known now for probably well over a decade, probably close to 20 years, is that there certainly is a connection with microorganisms, infective agents. Of course, we've known about molecular mimicry now for, again, close to a couple of decades. And so a very strong connection with microorganisms, autoimmune illness. And with that in mind, as you know, and we all know, there are dozens, maybe hundreds of products that have antimicrobial properties. Yet, I know you've been focusing on Monolaurin for quite some time, and that's the active ingredient, of course, in the Lorix Select. So why? Of all the products you've tried, all the products you could have used, why are you focusing on Monolaurin?
Well, it's interesting because when I started the chiropractic internist program right out of school, Monolaurin was actually the first antimicrobial that I learned about and that everybody was taught about. And the reason was because it's very safe, it's fast acting, it's effective, really minimal side effects, very well tolerated. It is a non-herbal antimicrobial, so you don't have to worry about patients having issues with any particular herb, metabolizing it, any kind of sensitivity and things like that. The other thing is that it doesn't cause any deficiencies. So, you know, if you're using certain vitamins or minerals, then you can create other deficiencies. And then if you're using herbal medicines, you can begin to possibly affect the gut microbiome and things like that. Then the other great thing is that it doesn't create microbial resistance like antibiotics and even Aclavir, which, you know, is the antiviral for herpes. And they found that Acyclovir actually has created herpes 1 resistance. And you don't really hear a lot about viruses becoming resistant, mostly bacteria. So that's the those are the great things about Monolaurin, and I've used it from the beginning with great success and for all the reasons that I previously mentioned.
Yeah, you mentioned something very interesting. I really hadn't thought about it until you mentioned it, that of all the antimicrobials that we have available in the natural product marketplace, it's one of the few that is not an herb. It's actually, as you know, a derivative, a fatty acid derivative from lauric acid. And I think it's interesting. I think one of the lesser known qualities of certain fatty acids, particularly medium chain fatty acids, 8 to 12 carbons in length, is that they have antimicrobial properties. So it's interesting that you bring that up. That makes it unique, makes it very special. And I think, as you rightly mentioned, not only for its positive properties, but for the lack of some of the negative properties that you get, resistant species, et cetera, very often with some of the herbals or even pharmaceutical antimicrobials. So thanks for bringing that up. Let's move on now to some of your cases that you've dealt with, case presentations. What type of cases do you find respond most favorably to Lorix Select?
So the first area that it's well known for is its effects on viruses. And so the main viruses that I've used it for are the Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, and then for cold and flu prevention and treatment. Those are really the big viruses. I mean, there are some. There is a study on monolaurin and HIV, which was pretty effective. I don't have any experience with HIV, but I know it is effective for that. And then some of the main bacteria are mainly gram-positive bacteria, like staph and strep infections. And then it works really well for Candida albicans if you find that on a stool analysis. So those are the main infections. And as far as the particular conditions, you'll definitely want to use it if you're working with a patient who has chronic fatigue syndrome and that fatigue is due to chronic viral activity like the Epstein-Barr and the cytomegalovirus. The second area would be autoimmune diseases. And those are going to be autoimmune diseases that have infection connections, like the Candida and the viruses that I mentioned before. So it'll work well with pretty much any autoimmune disease where there is an infection connection. I mean, I use it mostly in the autoimmune thyroid conditions like Hashimoto's and Graves' disease, alopecia areata, alopecia universalis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and then the various gut problems as well, like Crohn's and ulcerative colitis. So it's going to work really well for all of those. And then if you see patients with chronic herpes outbreaks, they just have trouble keeping them under control, monolaurin works really well as a long-term preventive to prevent both oral and genital herpes outbreaks. And then, like I mentioned, cold and flu prevention we'll recommend it for a lot of people to take during cold and flu season as a good antiviral. And then it's also been shown to improve immune system function in general, and so it'll be good for that time of year as well.
This infection connection, classically, of course, we really don't think about autoimmune disease as an infectious illness. You know, we think about toxicology, we think about food sensitivities. We don't think about really infection. How common is this relationship?
So the first infection connection was in 1972. There was a paper published connecting cytomegalovirus and lupus. So it's been around for a long time. And I would say that this is, of course, anecdotal in my practice. Probably close to 90% of the autoimmune cases that I see have some type of infection connection. Either we can correlate that with the onset of the autoimmune disease, or we'll see its activity. And then we can directly see changes in the patient's symptomatology, how well they improve, based on the activity of the infection and if it's there or not. So I see it quite a bit. A lot of the doctors that have taken my course, they find it in a high percentage as well. I don't think anyone really knows 100% the level of influence it has on an autoimmune condition or if it is a sole cause of it, but I found it in many, many people with autoimmunity.
Thank you, Rick. Fascinating. I'm going to move on next to the issue of dosage. How do you determine dosage with your patients? Is there a standard dose? Do you base it on body weight, severity of the case? How do you determine dosing of Lorix Select?
From the research that I've read, the standard recommended dose is 2.4 grams, and so that would be four capsules of the 600 milligram Lorix Select, And so we'll have people do two capsules with breakfast and two capsules with dinner, which makes it very easy to take. And that's very good for compliance. A general range is 1 to 3 grams a day. And then I'll just run through my protocol the way I do. So for week one, we'll have them take one Loric Select with breakfast and one with dinner. So that's 1,200 milligrams. That just kind of gets them used to it. It will avoid any major, what we would call a Herxheimer or negative response. And then for the second week, they take two capsules of Loric Select with breakfast and two with dinner. And so that gets them you up to the full 2.4 grams. And then the third week, they go up to three capsules with breakfast and three with dinner. So that's the peak. And then we'll have them maintain at two capsules twice a day for weeks 4 through 8. And then once things are under control, they can maintain at 1 or 2 capsules a day. And we'll have them do that for 3 months. People really need to be on it for at least 3 months, and usually not more than 6 months. So 3 to 6 months is the range. And once things are under control, they can come off of it. If they have chronic herpes outbreaks, then obviously they'll stay on it longer to prevent those. But to get any of these viral titers under control, they really need to be on it for 3 to 6 months at that level of dosing.
How long does it take for the patient to start seeing some type of clinical improvement on this protocol?
So the results in some cases can be very quick, sometimes just a matter of days, even on the smaller dose of one capsule twice a day. But they should start noticing it after 2 or 3 weeks. Week two, they're up to the 2.4 grams, and then week three, they're at the highest dose of three twice a day. So they should be feeling it by the second or the third week. And that's if you're doing everything else right. Obviously, as with most interventions, a single intervention, you know, isn't going to take care of everything. So as long as everything else is being worked on correctly, then you should see results that fast.
Sure. Speaking of other interventions, I know you have a very comprehensive functional medicine practice. What other types of modalities do you use? You products, lifestyle modifications? What do you find that your patients are in most in need of?
The main things are going to be protein intake. That seems to be a pretty common deficiency in a lot of people's diets, especially as they age. And then the second area is dealing with gut infections and dysbiosis. And then getting inflammation down, working on insulin resistance. You'll have a very difficult time dealing with a chronic infection if the patient is insulin resistant. It'll just be very difficult. And then additionally, so let's say we're dealing with a virus, in addition to the Loric Select, selenomethionine at 400 to 600 micrograms a day is going to work really well for a number of viruses, especially the Epstein-Barr virus. And then we'll do what we call vitamin C loading, where the patient takes a small amount of vitamin C each day, and they increase it a small amount each day until they reach bowel tolerance. That's highly effective for viruses and infections. And then if it's a really difficult case, we'll definitely add in some mushrooms to stimulate the immune system to fight the infection. And then we'll work on zinc status, because that's going to be vital for so many things in the body. And there's usually a zinc deficiency if there is a chronic infection. And then some other things we'll use are like adrenal adaptogens, like the HPA Select works really well for what we will call immune building over a long period of time. Those adaptogens really help to strengthen the immune system, get the stress response under control. And then they will make the patient more anabolic. And we can't forget about vitamin D. And then as far as the diet goes, you can have them increase their consumption of coconut-based products, coconut oil, coconut milk, coconut cream, things like that, because those will have lauric acid in it as well. And so you can sort of buttress the supplementation with the coconut products as well.
Great, Nick. Thanks so much. This has been just fascinating. I really appreciate your taking the time to talk with us today on Lauric Select. Again, I want to tell everybody, if you want to learn more about Nick's work, definitely check out his books, particularly his latest one, The Complete Thyroid Health and Diet Guide. Like I said, it's available on Amazon.com. And his wonderful online course, go to infectionconnection.net, and that's his online functional medicine course that really emphasizes his work on infection and autoimmune disease. You can learn much more about what Nick is doing in this area. So, again, Nick, thanks so much for joining me with this interview. I really appreciate it, and look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Looking forward to it as well.
Great. And thank you all for joining me on this interview. We're going to have more coming. So, again, I look forward to talking to all of you next time.